Musician Jan Arden says she is banning WestJet after the airline allowed Canada's Conservative Party leader to say some words over its public announcement system. The Calgary-born vocalist joined vocal outcry from Canadians on social media over the past week, who shared everything from confusion, support, frustration, mockery, and outright anger over the sky-high political stunt. Pierre Poilievre used the PA system to give a 45-second speech on Sunday, September 10 night on board a WestJet plane that was headed to Calgary from Quebec City after the Conservative Party convention. At WestJet and at transport_GC, comment please on the lawfulness of this stunt and why it was allowed to happen. And where is #CDN media reporting on these stunts? And you at electionscan_E? pic.twitter.com/0UJLSFGBD1 Pierre Poilievre Eggplant CPC Leader Parody Rainbow Flag, at Pierre Poilievre, September 12, 2023. Arden shared her disdain for Poilievre and his speech in several tweets, underscoring in one of the posts that a PA system on a plane is for the flight crew, full stop. Not a political soapbox for social media. The Canadian songstress said that she won't do business with WestJet in the future, remarking that, this is so ridiculously disappointing. Hey at WestJet you and I will not be doing business ever again. This is so ridiculously disappointing https://t.co/skvgc1l20 Jan, stop live horse export. Arden, at Jan Arden, September 11, 2023. Good morning, freedom lovers. I would like to point out the exits on this plane. Hang on. There are four. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. There is no way out. If you're trans, or a woman, or indigenous, or a book. Yeah. I'm taking to you books if you're about stuff that you shouldn't. pic.twitter.com/0bgsriqpex5 Jan, stop live horse export. Arden, at Jan Arden, September 12, 2023. Vancouver locals respond to Pierre Poilievre WestJet incident. Vancouverites also expressed their outrage with WestJet. One local said that the airline has just made it clear that they endorse Pierre Poilievre in the upcoming election, and that an endorsement for his party includes a host of negative connotations. So at WestJet has just made it clear that they endorse Pierre Poilievre in the upcoming election, and here I thought WestJet was better than supporting racism, QAnon, homophobia, transphobia, and white supremacy. #TheMoreYouKnow #WestJetLovesPierre J. Dub, at Jeremy Can Help, September 11, 2023. Local Judy Marshall said she won't fly WestJet anymore since the airline has shown what they're about, noting that it is too bad Air Canada has reduced flights in the West. Vancouverite Brad Dirks said WestJet CEO Alexis von Honsbrouwer recently dinned with former Prime Minister and Conservative leader Stephen Harper, noting that people should blame the airline's top executives rather than its employees. This is at WestJet CEO. Just data before having dinner with Pierre's mentor, advisor, Stephen Harper. I wouldn't blame, shame #WestJet employees. I think it's coming from those currently running things, pic.twitter.com/Yuvgen71KKQ Brad Dirks, at Brad Dirks, September 14, 2023. In response to the backlash, von Honsbrouwer says the company will revisit its policy for allowing people to use the PA system. He also clarified that allowing the politician to make the speech wasn't an endorsement. Some Vancouverites didn't see an issue with Poilievre's speech. One man said that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau already flies in a private jet, like he's a king or James Bond, and that a flight to Winnipeg in a regular plane is not a big deal. Matt Illich echoed this sentiment, tweeting, "We have bigger problems in this country. People just want to yell and scream at each other, it's tiring. Cool video and I'm sure Pierre isn't the only leader who has done this." With files from the Canadian press.